Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
A big rig flips near the port of L.A. Big lithium battery fire, and it's a bad scene.
Those lithium ion batteries have a ton of energy, and it is extremely difficult to put the fire out.
Air is very bad. It really stinks, and it's hard to breathe.
It's September 26th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, UCLA's baseball stadium's locked down because of a court battle that has nothing to do with baseball.
I think it's a sad day with a campus that has so much history.
And an arrest in the vandalism and squatting in the Hollywood Hills mansions owned by a prominent Major League Baseball family.
Says vacated property, do not enter. By order of the city of Los Angeles.
That's all coming up. But first, this.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever.
Of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. It is a dicey situation in San Pedro near the port of L.A. A big rig flipped. It was carrying lithium-ion batteries, which caught on fire, and that is particularly bad. They're shutting down the Vincent Thomas Bridge, maybe for as long as 2 days. They've evacuated people from the port. Going to hear from one of them in a second. But first, here's Nicholas Prang from the L.A. Fire Department.
Firefighters found a big rig with a large container on the trailer overturned, and there were reports of large lithium-ion batteries in the trailer. Due to the rollover and the batteries being damaged, the batteries began off-gassing, and some of that was flammable. And we now have a fire in the container because of those lithium-ion batteries. Due to the location, we are not applying any water because we're concerned about the hazardous materials runoff, and we don't want that to get into the ocean. And so these types of incidents, those lithium-ion batteries have a ton of energy, and it is extremely difficult to put the fire out, and it takes thousands of gallons of water and many times tens of thousands of gallons of water to put out a lithium-ion battery fire. So at this time, we have just cordoned off the area.
Longshoreman John, among the hundreds of workers evacuated from Terminal Island.
I looked over, and yeah, there was smoke coming up. And then a few minutes later, we got the word on the radio to evacuate the terminal immediately. And so right now, I'm just getting off Terminal Island right now, and it's taking me about an hour. It's a total gridlock. And the air is very bad. It really stinks, and it's hard to breathe. And from what I understand from the fire department, just listening to your news, they're just going to let it burn out. So that's about all I have. But this is the first time in 20 years being on the waterfront that I've ever been evacuated.
And you heard him there. The firefighters at this point just going to let that fire burn itself out.
That's Rob Archer on the air a bit ago, or right before we recorded this. You can stay connected to what's happening there. 97.1 FM in LA. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app and search for KNX News, because this is a developing story that we can't really update in real time in the podcast format here. We told you the other day about the mansion in the Hollywood Hills owned by the son of the owner of the Philadelphia Phillies, which had been abandoned and squatters were taking over and people were vandalizing it. We later learned he had a second mansion, too, off Sunset Plaza Drive, both of which are in really bad shape and neighbors are all up in arms about it. Well, now we've learned the LAPD's made an arrest.
So I'm sitting up here. One of them is on Mulholland Drive. That's where I'm right now. And this is where it was overnight. Actually, it was yesterday when a neighbor had noticed a man and woman leaving this house in a white Mercedes. They called police and there was some patrol cars up here. They were able to track the pair down. They arrested 35-year-old Jacob Smith for vandalism, and Tamia Fagan, a 19-year-old, she was charged with having a gun in the car. So I can tell you today that there is armed security here. They're clearing out some of the bushes, and they're trying to clean up some of the graffiti. There's a 20-foot chain link fence around it as well, and it says vacated property, do not enter by order of the city of Los Angeles. Neighbors have really been upset over not just this house, but another one over on Sunset Plaza Drive that it's been taken over by squatters and taggers, and they're owned by the son of the guy who owns the Philadelphia Phillies. So I'm not sure who's hired the security or who's doing this cleanup here, because they won't tell me, but they are trying to clean it up, and they have arrested two people.
It's Emily Valdez in the Hills. Okay, bear with us, because this story is a little bit tough to understand, but it's interesting. The UCLA baseball stadium is locked out. Nobody can get in. A federal judge has ordered that. It's because the stadium is on VA land. It's been the university's been leasing land from the VA since the 60s. And there's this fight over building veterans housing. And the judge is trying to enforce his order to make that happen, and in doing so, lock down the stadium. Pete Demetrio sorts it out a little bit better than I did just there.
Judge ordered the section of the VA property where Jackie Robinson Stadium now sits locked down so we can see what UCLA and other leaseholders are doing with their facilities and what can be done to expedite the construction of veterans housing in accordance with his order that he wanted 750 units built here in 6 months, and plans being laid out by the various leaseholders as well as the VA to build up to 2,500 more units in a period between now and roughly 2030. Now, Bobby Shriver is former mayor of Santa Monica and who's been a veterans advocate for years and has been dealing with this particular issue, says in some ways UCLA or the Brentwood School really aren't the, if you want to call it, parties that need to be pressured here. The people that need to be pressured is the VA, not just the VA here locally, but the VA in Washington, D.C., specifically the director of the VA.
Dennis McDonough, the secretary of the VA, could make this happen in an instant if he wanted to. People should be calling him. He's the problem. You know what I mean? Or the president. Anybody who knows the president, or, you know, Vice President Harris, who lives nearby. They can make this housing get built. We don't have to, you know, throw UCLA off. Someone should call Kamala Harris and ask her whether she thinks the housing should be built and whether she supports the VA spending the money to build it.
And UCLA tried to persuade the judge to keep the stadium open. The interim chancellor and a school attorney said at a hearing yesterday that they had a proposal to help veterans, but the judge said it wasn't enough. This guy's visiting UCLA today, said it's all unfortunate.
I think it's a sad day with a campus that has so much history, that on a beautiful day where kids are starting school and have a wonder in their eyes, that you have to worry about something like that.
If UCLA does have to leave Jackie Robinson Stadium for good, we have no idea where the team would practice or play. If a disaster hits L.A., SoFi Stadium might be the place to go. FEMA has picked four NFL stadiums so far to serve as disaster shelters in case there is some sort of disaster. Stadiums in Pittsburgh, New Jersey, Seattle, and Tampa had already been chosen, and SoFi is under review to be the potential fifth site. These stadiums would be turned into emergency shelters and field hospitals, really, in the event of things like earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding. If you live in a neighborhood that's all single-family homes, how would you feel if a big apartment building popped up next door? The question that the city council needs to tackle is, should that be allowed in places where it never has been? They're tackling that question to try to deal with the housing crisis, and Craig Figner's on it.
What you're hearing in the background is the meeting of the Los Angeles Planning Commission. Commissioners appointed by Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, and one item that they're discussing that won't be fully decided at this meeting, but it's an issue at play that needs to be decided by February, and it's how to rezone parts of Los Angeles, think mid-city, west side, the San Fernando Valley, parts of it, rezone so that, large, high-density housing can go into places that are currently neighborhoods. There's been a lot of pushback on this, but you contrast that with the goal for more what has been called affordable housing, 250,000 units of it. Well, where would it go? Planning commissioners could approve a rule change to city law to allow more building up in places like mid-city and the west side, but whatever they decide still has to be approved by the council, and that may be a hard get.
And that should happen at some time early next year. A guy is suing because he says Ohtani's 50-50 home run ball that's going up for auction tomorrow was ripped out of his hands. He's 18 years old. He said that he had the ball in his possession before the guy who took it home. Video and images from the ballpark in Miami show the mad scramble for the ball. You can't really see who's at the bottom of the dog pile, though. This suit was filed in Florida yesterday. The starting bid for Shohei Ohtani's home run baseball is $500,000. The founder of the auction made this announcement on Instagram.
The ball everyone is talking about and looking for, it is the actual 50th home run baseball hit by Shohei Ohtani. The night he went 50-50 with three home runs and 10 RBIs to become the first and only member of the 50-50 club.
A talk show host in Florida said the Dodgers offered the fan who caught the ball $300,000, but they said no. We didn't get confirmation of that. The bidding starts tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We'll see if anything comes of this lawsuit in terms of where that money goes. That's the LA Local for this 26th of September. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, lacarguy.com. Again, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. Follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. We'll talk to you every weekday afternoon. Back tomorrow. See you later.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
Wait, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.